South Sudan Council of Churches representative Andrea Minala, who doubles as the program manager of PACS, an organization calling for justice for victims of oil exploitation, says it's encouraging to see that Swedish authorities will hold London Energy accountable for committing crimes against Unity State residents some two decades ago during the civil war between then Southern Sudan and the Sudanese government.
There is no peace without justice, no reconciliation outside the truth, no forgiveness without repentance. Many grave crimes have been committed against our people in South Sudan, and peace remains elusive without justice.
Minala says during the late 1990s and early 2000s, London Energy was complicit in the displacement of thousands of people, murder and lost property, and the decision by Swedish authorities proves that human life is valued.
The church stood and will always stand with the victims of oil exploration 20 years ago, and they still do today. Victims of abuses in villages and homes around the oil field have the right to access to remedy and reparation.
London Energy is a Swedish oil company that arrived in Unity State in 1997 to explore and exploit oil. At the time, it was relatively peaceful in the area, according to Egbert Westlink, a representative of the project Unpaid Debt Advocacy. Unpaid Debt Advocacy was initiated in 2006 with an aim of remedying victims of oil exploitation in then Southern Sudan, now South Sudan. Westlink says when London Energy came to Unity State, it requested security services from the Sudanese government. Westlink says the company's influence on the Sudanese government led to massive abuse of human rights in the area.
We're essentially talking about bombing of civilians by transport. You know, the Antonovs, they cannot aim very well, but they tried to destroy villages, where there were civilians living, not military targets. They deliberately destroyed villages, pillaged the population, abducted people, murdered and disfigured people, and destroyed means of survival to the population.
Westlink says an estimated 12,000 people were believed to have died as a result of displacement, bombing and a forceful eviction after London discovered oil in the area in 1999. Last month, Swedish prosecutors brought charges against the chairman and former CEO of London Energy for complicity in war crimes carried out by the Sudanese army and elite militia in the then Southern Sudan from 1999 to 2003. Prosecutors said the oil firm asked the Sudanese government to secure a potential oil field, knowing it would mean seizing the area by force, which made the oil executives complicit in war crimes carried out by the Sudanese army and elite militia against the civilians. In its response published on its website on November 12, London Energy denied all criminal charges announced by the Swedish court, saying the company committed no wrongdoing while exploring for oil in Unity State. Westlink says holding London Energy accountable for crimes committed in Unity State will send a strong message to other companies operating in South Sudan.
Many companies are linked with human rights violations in many, many countries in the world. Usually, they do not have to fear for any court. They basically tend to hide behind the governments of the countries where they work. They say, well, we do what the government wants us to do, we have an agreement, we respect local laws, etc. But if now this company and its two leaders can actually be brought to justice, that will mean that in corporate boardrooms in general, the risk evaluation changes. And we hope to see that one of the consequences of this case is that international companies cannot escape justice as easily as they used to, and that way they will behave better.
This is the first time an oil company is being prosecuted in court of law to answer charges related to its activities in what was then Sudan, now part of South Sudan. Despite calls by many rights groups for oil companies to be held accountable for violations committed while operating oil fields in what is now South Sudan, very few have been brought to justice. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.